Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Dyett. New South Wales has recorded 89 new cases of coronavirus. 64 of those infections are in southwest Sydney. A man aged in his 70s from Sydney's eastern suburbs has died. Health authorities are urging people to stay at home to reduce the spread of the virus. Queenslanders have been told they could end up stranded in New South Wales if the coronavirus outbreak spreads beyond Greater Sydney. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says any Queenslanders in New South Wales should leave the state.
We are keeping a very close eye on what's happening in New South Wales. So I just want to reassure Queenslanders that if it gets to the stage that we have to close, we will.
New South Wales business owners are waiting on the details of a support package aimed at keeping them operating, with no end in sight for Sydney's lockdown. The federal and state governments will today release details of the aid package. The state government has already committed $1.4 billion to help businesses. An apartment complex in Melbourne's northwest is in lockdown after a group of infectious removalists from New South Wales visited the site. Ariel Apartments in Maribyrnong has been listed as a Tier 1 exposure site. Damaging winds and rain from a storm are forecast for Perth and surrounding regions for a second day. Gusts of more than 100 kilometres per hour are possible. The storm has flooded streets and left more than 1,700 homes without electricity. Cuban police and the military have patrolled the capital, Havana, following anti-government protests around the island nation. Many young people protested against food shortages, electricity blackouts, and the rise in COVID-19 cases. In one of the biggest anti-government demonstrations in decades. At least 42 people have been killed and more than 60 are injured in a coronavirus hospital fire in Iraq. The state news agency says an oxygen tank explosion is suspected of being the cause of the fire. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has condemned those involved in the racial abuse of three English footballers. The players have been abused over social media. Boris Johnson says that abuse is shameful.
To those who have been directing racist abuse at some of the players, I say shame on you, and I hope you will crawl back under the rock from which you emerged.
I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News in Easy English.